Welcome to the After Show. It's the podcast with Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Warm 101.3. I'm going to start off with something very stupid. Tesla, the owner, the guy there, Elon Musk, has a sense of humor of a seven-year-old because you can spend between, $35,000 and $120,000 for a Tesla. And instead of putting gas in it, you plug it into a port, okay? So the little porthole that opens up so you can plug your car in, there are a number of ways you can get that to open. I'm sure there's a button you can push, but because Elon Musk is a seven-year-old, you can say to the car, open the bunghole, and it opens.
Stop
and
it.
I'm not making this up.
Stop it.
I'm not making this up.
He watched way too much of, what was that show?
Beavis and Butthead.
Yes. Yes.
Right, right. So,
wow.
Yeah. In other science news, scientists at MIT have figured out how to make music using spider webs. I don't know why. But because apparently they say it could help make better 3D printers and cross-species communication.
What?
I don't know how any of that stuff. But they also have a way to put you inside the... Because spiders, apparently, I did not know this, they don't see very well, so they use vibration to know when prey has hit their web, okay? And so scientists have hooked up something, electrodes, to spider webs, and, of course, the different length of the string makes a different note. And they have allowed people to enter audibly the spider web. Not that anyone would want to do that.
Yeah.
I know there must be some use for this down the road. I can't imagine why scientists at MIT are even, again, why do they pick this? I don't understand how those minds work, and I never will because, MIT,
So beyond me.
So, would you guys like some warm thoughts?
Ooh. Warm thoughts with Tony.
Yes. Right.
Ooh, beautiful.
Warm thoughts.
Time for warm thoughts. If you think about it, dragons don't breathe fire, they exhale it. Okay, maybe that one didn't land.
That's true. That makes sense.
It is. All right. There probably have been a lot of vampires hit by cars that are backing up because drivers can't see them in their mirrors.
Very true.
Yes.
Yes.
Tony.
People sentenced to house arrest last year really lucked out timing-wise.
You're there anyway.
And one more warm thought. When a bottle of pills says on it, don't take while operating heavy machinery, your mind automatically goes to bulldozers, not cars. Those
true.
Are some warm thoughts.
That's
it is true. I mean,
you're like, I'm not operating heavy machinery. What are you talking about?
It's a car. Stupid stuff.
Goodness.
Let me just name this show Stupid Stuff. How
right?
does that sound?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, how about this stupid stuff, guys?
All right, what do you got?
Last week there was this job fair that RBA hosted, and they needed to fill 200 jobs around town. Mm-hmm. Guess how many people showed up?
2,000.
Four.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Bob Duffy says nearly every business in our community is struggling to find workers. We have hundreds of open and unfilled jobs and positions.
Oh, wow.
And, the talk, we can't say, what's causing this, but people are saying because unemployment has been extended, people are making more money on unemployment, so they don't want to go apply for the job.
Yeah, why would they?
I've heard that for a long time from my accountant friends who say the same thing, yes, because first of all, you're taking a risk going out. And that'll change, of course, as the vaccines get more prevalent. But you're taking a risk going out, number one. Number two, I don't know where these jobs were, but I read something about some fast food places that are having trouble the same way. Well, yeah, start paying people more and maybe they'll work,
Well, I mean, we do have a minimum wage, in New York, which is a lot more than others.
What is it in New York, do you know?
We it's going up to 15 here in Western New York. I believe in New York City, it's already up to 15.
Yeah.
But we are making incremental steps.
Yeah, and you have to do it incrementally.
But, just to imagine, and it was a drive-through job fair,
wow.
to reduce any chance. Four people showed up.
Did they get? I wonder if they got the jobs.
Right.
I hope so.
You would hope.
Oh, you showed up. You're in.
You don't even need an updated resume.
Right?
Really? You can breathe. Look at that. You got a job.
That's
you got a job.
Wow.
Well, that's disheartening. I'm sure that will change once things start, you know,
You hope it changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got a message last night from our basketball coach, and I thought this was super cool. He was like, he said, here's a guy who was in reffing the Gonzaga overtime game, and he was reffing your games this weekend. Our 12-year-olds, by the way.
Stop.
In Rochester. He's like, he goes, he had just as much enthusiasm as he did with your game as he did with that game. And that's what I want to see from you. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. Just, you know, get in there and do your thing. His name is Jeff Anderson. He is amazing. He's an NCAA ref. He's from Rochester. And I don't know if he was just helping people out. I don't know if he was doing it as a favor. All I know is he was reffing my child's championship game on Sunday at Fast Break Sports in the city. It was so cool. And he's known. He has a Twitter account. He's famous. He's famous for his high knees. He runs with high knees because he has a bad back. So his chiropractor suggested the run.
He runs with high knees?
Yes. So they videotape him, and he has his knees have his own Twitter account. And that is funny, and people comment on it all the time. During the NCAA tournaments, they were commenting on that.
Well, he must be in good shape, because I do high knees in my HIIT class. Anything over 40 seconds of that, I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, and it's the whole game, running. And he uses a lot of hand signals. He was the one at the end of the game that put his hand up when the ball went up and then did the, you know, the pump and the two arms up when he made it, Suggs made it. So he did that during the whole game. I did notice that. I was like, wow, this guy uses a lot of hand signals. But then it hit me after the coach said that. I was like, he's famous.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
No, Jeff Anderson. Thank you.
Yeah,
that
good
was
for
great.
Him. That's terrific.
That was cool.
That's terrific. So it's funny. I just saw something here. 83% of parents talked about what they want kids to learn in school. And I've been saying this for a million years. First thing I think kids should learn in school, checkbook math. You know, how to basically personal finance.
Absolutely. I learned it in school. I did.
I didn't. Well, they didn't teach me that.
They taught the girls that, I think. Nikki, did you learn that?
What was it?
Checkbook, like balancing your checkbook and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They taught it in like home ec, Tony.
Yeah, maybe I should have taken home ec.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who took home ec. He was the only guy in the class. And this is great because I'm still friends with him today. And he was kind of like a hood back in high school, tough guy. And we all laughed at him. What are you taking home ec for? He goes, I'm the only boy in the class.
Smart.
they fawned all over him.
We had one in the class.
Well, in my school, everyone had to take home ec.
Oh.
Boys and girls took it.
What do they even call it now? I don't even think they call it that.
No, they don't call it home ec. It's another silly, long name that I can't remember or something. But here's some of the things that people want their kids to learn. Number one thing is how to save money. It goes along with budgeting and organizing your financing and how to invest, which I think is a great idea. I don't know that kids would pay attention in how to invest, but I think if you started teaching kids about investing early, which I did with my kids, and they do that now, I think kids would take to it. How to take care of your mental health. That's a big one. How to be confident. I don't know. Can you teach confidence?
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, if you can, God bless you. Yeah.
It's now called Family and Consumer Sciences, by the way.
There you go. Yeah. How to cook basic meals. How to start a business.
That would be good. One.
That would be a whole course. That would be excellent. And how to buy a house and how to create a resume. Yeah, that's a good one. Because I'm trying to remember. I mean, I learned how to create a resume somewhere. I just don't remember where. Okay. Since I have not had to do it in a long time, thankfully. I don't know that I could do it right now. But boy, I'm telling you. My daughter, who has been interviewing for jobs for the last 9 months, Christy, it's amazing what these kids go through, especially now that there's so many people out of work.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what they go through.
They have to go through so much.
This one company she's interviewing with, they told her right off the bat, there are 5 interviews you have to go through. She's on number 3. She did that yesterday, so hopefully she'll learn today if she can get to the 4th one, okay? But they told her right off that you got to go through 5 interviews. My God, it's just amazing. She went through 4 interviews with the Lego company who was going to move her. They were going to move her to London, but then they decided they're not going to do the position. They're going to leave, you know, not just yet because of the pandemic and stuff, but 4 interviews for a job she didn't get. It's like, oh, Talk about being heartbroken. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there. But, yeah, how to save money, I think, is a smart thing. How to do your finances,
oh, yeah.
How to invest. Yeah, I talked to my kids about that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see, because then we go over stuff. You know, I say, what are you saving? How are you doing it? This and that. And it's great how much of a nest egg they've already got built up. So,
wait a minute.
Those are,
and they're borrowing money from you?
Well, my daughter is, because she's not borrowing. I'm giving her. No, see, here's the thing.
Okay.
She went through a lot of her money. She's got a little bit left, and I told her hold on to it, because once she gets back on her feet, I want her to have something in the bank already. So
right now,
it's tough for us. I mean, I can afford it, kind of. Mm-hmm. We haven't gone into debt yet.
Right.
But we've gone through a lot of our stuff, our discretionary stuff that we keep around for things. But it's something I have to do. It is what it is.
Do anything for your kids. Well, yeah, I'm the same way, Tony. I hear you.
Well, you know, it's important. I mean,
with Nate, Tony, he'll go, oh, I have money. I can get it. I'm like, no, baby, you keep your money. I got it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, these are extraordinary times, you know.
Yeah.
And if it was her fault, I'd say, you know, suck up, buttercup, but it's not her fault.
Right.
And, and luckily my son's company is doing well. And, you know, her company went out of business. My son's company's doing well, so he still has a job. So,
good that she has you as a parent to fall back on. Not everyone has a parent like you. I'm just saying.
I know. But I wish everybody would help help out when they, not everybody can help.
They
so
can.
Far, I
not everybody can. True.
You know, so. But it is what it is, and hopefully soon this will be over. I do have hope. I have hope for the next couple of months. I think if we can get people vaccinated, keep the virus at bay, I really think an explosion of wonderfulness is coming. I really do, Christy. I'm banking on it, to be honest with you. Okay.
Yeah.
So I really think it could happen. So. All right, kids, that's our podcast, The After Show. Please tune in to Warm Out of 1.3 and, chat with us and share this podcast with your friends and all your socials. We'll see you next time.